It's time for Joe's Need to Know News. The remains of the late President George H.W. Bush, arrived at the U.S. Capitol on Monday after a 1,200-mile flight from Houston on Air Force One. Bush died Friday at the age of 94. He will lie in the state in the Capitol Rotunda until tomorrow morning, when this week's events continue with a memorial service at the National Cathedral. Yesterday, President Donald Trump paid his respects to Bush in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda. That happened late Monday evening, accompanied by his wife, First Lady Melania Trump. This is something that I don't think cool really describes it, but it's so interesting to me, Alex, live in Pork Chop, to see behind the scenes. You probably have seen the letter that Bill Clinton got from Bush, like when they transitioned power out of the Oval Office. Have you seen that?
Every president that's leaving always writes a letter to the president coming in.
Now, this is actually Bill Clinton reading the letter. So listen to this. If you haven't seen it or heard it, this is really cool what Bush left for him.
He said, I wish you great happiness here. There will be tough times made even more difficult by criticism you may not think is fair. I'm not a very good one to give advice, but just don't let the critics discourage you or push you off course. You will be our president when you read this note. I wish you well. I wish your family well. Your success is our country's success. I'm rooting hard for you.
That's really cool right there. I love that. And I love that they're sharing all these things after the fact. I think it's something that we can all kind of connect with and check out. Today is a special day, ladies and gentlemen. It is National Cooking Day! Woo! Yep, perfect part of Joe's journey. Balanced diet right there. You can get free cookies at a bunch of different places, including cookie shops like Miss Fields, Insomnia Cookies. I had that for the first time this weekend. Oh, God, it's amazing. Great American Cookies, fast food chains, yada, yada, yada. You go look and see if they got cookies at that place, and you probably get them for free or for a discount. Okay, how about this? How does this happen, this story for Joe's Need to Know News? Children at a preschool in Hawaii were accidentally served Pine Sol instead of apple juice. Alex, you drink apple juice every day.
It's true. I better be watching out.
Have you ever mixed up your Pine Sol and apple juice?
No, but it does look like it, like from the back. I mean, it looks totally like Pine Sol.
But I know, I get that, but do you ever smell it?
Well, yeah, apple juice
Pine
for sure has a smell.
Pine Sol is so strong.
Right. I mean, it seems real shady. Like, that couldn't have been an accident.
No, if it was dark, I love to drink gin. I could totally mix up gin and Pine Sol because they smell similar. But let's see here. The classroom assistant was preparing a snack for the kiddos and grabbed the Pine Sol from a cleaning cart. The assistant mistook it for apple juice because they have similar colors, as you just mentioned, Alex. The teacher smelled the liquid and said, wait, this is Pine Sol.
Ew.
And I guess all but three of the kids didn't have any. So, like, three kids had a little bit of it.
Wow.
But the kids who drank the cleaner didn't get sick, thankfully. That assistant no longer works at that school.
Yeah, I'd say so.
All right, and we talked about this before. We finally have an update. Do you guys remember that Dutch man? He requested to legally become 20 years younger. He's actually, I guess his name's Amelia Rattleband. He's a motivational speaker and said it would be discrimination if he was not allowed to go back to the age of 49 because he's currently 69. He talks about how difficult it is being a 69-year-old man.
If I go on Tinder, then I get woman from 68, 69, when the women are there. And when I'm on Tinder, you know, then they say, okay, then you can lie for your age. You say you're 49. I don't want to lie. I want to be myself. So don't force me to lie.
So this guy's having a hard time getting those, you know, swipes.
I have so many things to say and just not enough time to say them. Just insane.
I feel so bad for this dude. He's trying to be honest.
Wait, you want to hear something?
Of course I want to hear something.
I guess it was like my uncle's birthday or something. It was my uncle's birthday like last week or something. And he posted a really depressing post on Facebook about how a birthday is just another reminder how he didn't accomplish his goals.
Yikes.
And that he's closer to the grave.
Well, that's fun.
And then it also said that he was turning 10 years younger than what he's actually turning.
Whoa.
So he's my mom's oldest brother. And it says that he's 3 years younger than my mom.
Oh my gosh.
If I could turn back time.
Whoa. See, I think there's some issues going on there.
He also said if he was 49, you know, it would help him out a lot.
When I'm really 49 again, I will have a baby again. I will buy a new car again.
No.
I will pay my house again.
No.
I go and I invest my money again. Because now I'm old man. You know, I have to save my money to give to my kids so they can live. But if I have that age again, I have hope again. I'm new again. The whole future is there for me again.
By the
way, do you think this guy's just trolling us?
No, I really think he's a 70-year-old man that wants to get with that younger lady. Liv, okay.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, and then I'll go to Alex. I know Alex is going to say no.
Okay.
Would you date a guy that's 20 years older than you?
Only if it was like Larry David.
So
or
probably
like Bill
not.
Murray. Bill Murray and Larry
okay.
David.
So
that's
most
it.
Guys, no. I would say it's a no. Alex, I'm like 99% sure you'd say hell no.
I would prefer not to. I mean,
this guy's just trying to get close to women because he doesn't want to date those 70-year-old ladies with the old wrinkly skin and the, you know, the stuff hanging on the ground.
I mean, it's not like he probably looks any better.
I know, but it sounds like that's what he wants. Let him have it. I don't care if a 69-year-old lady wants a young boy. Let her be a cougar.
Okay, also,
why do we think cougars are so cool? But if an old guy wants something younger, he's a creep.
No, that is not true at
all.
Oh,
it is. Double standard.
Hugh Hefner literally made a fortune off of that entire idea. So that is clearly not true. Also, if a girl is willing to believe he is 49 years old when he's clearly not, then more power to him. I hope they live happily ever after.
All right, that is Joe's Need to Know News here on the Joe and Alex Show. Check it all out. I post it up at joeandalexshow.com.